have that observed. That majority of the children, why their efforts are not enough or are not strong enough is because of three reasons. The three reasons. One is as you move along, along with Srimad, you mix the instructions or dictates of even other souls along with the dictates of Baba. You mix the dictates of souls as well. Someone told you something? And you start thinking that this person who advised you is very good, he is a Maharathi, and you may even have faith on him, in him. And so, whenever such a soul tells you something in which you yourself are very interested, because it's good news for you, just as people love to hear news of the world, don't they? So too, many, so too they love Brahman news as well. And because you keep faith in that person and take instructions or dictates from him, you merge that in your heart. You hear it and then merge it in you. You don't cut it, you don't avoid it, because you think it's news for you. Even sometimes the news may be true. It's not that always it's false. It may be true news too. But what is the father's instructions? That you may continue to hear all that type of news. Is this the father's instruction? So in something which you are not connected. But it's because it's interesting news. And you cannot do anything about it. Okay, even after hearing it, can you do something? You cannot. So, where will that news go? It has gone in the intellect, has it not? You wasted time too, didn't you? Or not? And then why did you mix others' dictates in the dictates of the father? Because the father has given you Srimad, children, though you may be hearing many things but don't hear. But if you hear and you absorb, then is it obedience? You hear once and maybe at the beginning you neglect, you don't want to hear, but it's new news for you, it's interesting news. Sometimes it happens that you say, oh well, wonderful, I got this news. At least I came to know about it. But once you hear even one thing from that one, then the next time, where will that person go? He will come back to you, won't he? You have become a waste paper basket for him. A dustbin for him. Because whatever such type of news which he collects, that he will come and tell you. Because you have shown the interest before as well. Actually, what you should do is try to make him understand that he should not be involved in these things and therefore free him from them if you really think of his benefit, and otherwise do not show interest yourself. But if you have to hear, then can you really do something? Okay, hear if you can do something. Do you have enough power to make that person apply a full stop to even his sanskar of that time, and you yourself apply a full stop in your mind too? And
samachar sunane wali atma ke prati.
And then even if you have heard something wrong about someone, but when you approach that person, you do not show any type of hatred or ill feelings towards that, in spite of knowing his weakness too. Do you have that much power? Actually, if you have heard something wrong about him, then it is, you will be able to benefit him. But it has been seen in the result that in majority of the souls, when they hear something about someone, then they begin to have a feeling of hatred towards that one. The behavior changes gradually.
Or kuch bhi nahi.
even if it may not be much, but still, at least the love which was there for that soul reduces to some extent. So you have to become mature, otherwise it will be called mixing manmat or parmat, opinions of others, dictates of others in Srimat. And even whilst complaining or telling about someone to Baba or to the seniors, the feelings are visible. The changed feelings are visible. One may say, I saw these two people talking to each other. And then he may say, not only were they talking, but then there was so much of familiarity between them, the way they were talking, the way they were standing in front of each other, it wasn't good. So now here this addition comes, everything, the whole feeling changes. What their feelings may be, and those who overheard or overlooked what their feelings are, there may be a big difference. So this is like, another one's influence. About others, what others are doing. You hear about someone from another one. But you cannot keep it in you. You then go and tell 8 or 10 people. You can't. Keep it in you only. Even if somebody may be far away, still you will write to him and tell him the news of what happened, of the new thing that happened. And then you write, okay, when you come, when we meet in person, I'll tell you more details of it. So what is this? This is thinking too much about others. For example, you may tell 4 people, and those 4 whom you told, you changed their feelings too, didn't you? You spoiled their feelings for that person, didn't you? And here gossiping begins. Then the speed of that is so fast and so long. I mean, it spreads so quickly. And this gossiping does not last only for 1 or 2 seconds. Why? Just as Bap Dada always says that whenever you give gyan to someone, in order to create interest in that one, you tell him stories or tell him gyan in the form of a story. First this happened, then this happened, then that happened, then what happened, you know. In the form of a story you can tell gyan. Then the interest grows, does it not? So too, when gossiping is happening, then too that is like an interesting story. Then the other one will question, what happened then? What happened then? Then this happened. They say, what happened then? So in this way the story goes on and on. So this story becomes a long story. Bap Dada not only hears what the children think in their mind, but Baba also sees, however much someone tries to hide himself, but he cannot. Many times Bap Dada even though he knows it, still he does not tell him directly, because there are many people seated there. But Bap Dada knows everything, even if he may tell Baba, no Baba, it's not like that. He may try to give many excuses, but Bap Dada knows everything. The whole register is with Baba. What he does, how much he does, with how many he does, everything is noted in Baba's register. But Baba has to keep quiet. So the second thing was, as Baba mentioned, thinking too much about others.
Par-darshan.
So this is the third thing, par-darshan. Par-chintan, the second one, par-darshan. First was par-mat, instructions of others. Second was parichintan, thinking about others. And third is paradarshan, seeing others only. And you are seeing just the weaknesses of others, that's all. Nothing else but weaknesses of others. And what happens when you see weaknesses of others? All that comes in your intellect too. And those who spend time in seeing weaknesses of others, they have no time to see themselves. Many children think that so many things are happening around. So, because they are happening and they are visible, how can I not see them? They are happening and I'm hearing them. How can I not hear them? But it does happen that as big is the gathering, as big is the family, well, these things also happen.
Or Pati, he to be better.
Actually, if such things come, well, that's your test. That's how the paper comes. As big is the study, as high is the knowledge, that much difficult will be the test paper. And so how much atmosphere you create, or whether you create a powerful atmosphere, a weak atmosphere, well, that's your test. So on these three aspects, that lot of time is wasted. One is paramat, taking dictates of others; parachintan, thinking about others; third, paradarshan, seeing others. Of course, one is a responsibility, and with the feeling of benefit, to hear what others are saying and doing something about it, because you are responsible and you have a feeling of giving benefit to that soul. That's another thing. But to create an upheaval in one's own stage whilst hearing these wrong things or thinking about them, that is not good. Their responsibility is concerned. Then that soul who is responsible has to hear a lot, has to listen what people say. They have to also see what others are doing. But if you think that you also are responsible, then first of all, even before taking the responsibility, you have to make your own brake powerful. Just as when one drives on a hill, he has to make sure that his brake is very powerful before he starts climbing the hill. So too, a responsibility is a very high stage. You may take a responsibility, but before you do it, check in you whether you can apply a full stop, a dot in a second or not to your thoughts. Or is it that you try to apply a dot and instead of a dot, a question mark is applied? That is wrong. In that, a lot of waste. There's a lot of wastage of time and energy. So, first of all, make your own brake powerful. Okay, you saw something which was wrong, you heard something, and try to help that one as much as you can. Okay, after helping, then apply a full stop to your thoughts. If you can have such a stage, only then you can take the responsibility. But if it's not possible to have such a stage, then don't hear, don't see. Even on hearing and seeing. Even if you are hearing and seeing, don't hear and see. Be absorbed in your own stage, in self-contemplation. In this there is your benefit. These three things, Paramat, Parachintan, Paradarshan. Mat is dictate, so Par is of others. So, taking dictates of others, Parachintan, thinking about others, Paradarshan, seeing others. Be free of them, all three, and along with that, inculcate one thing. Be free of these three things and inculcate one thing. What is that one thing you have to inculcate? Par upkari means the thinking of how to give benefit to all souls. Finish the other par, means of others, for others, about others, but inculcate one par. Par upkari means the thought of giving benefit to all.